You are listening to This Is My IBM podcast. Hear from the creative minds behind IBM. Discover how they turn ideas into action. What inspires them? What has surprised them? And what they mean when they say, this is my IBM. Hi, Prab. Hi, Jocelyn. Lovely to meet you both. Could you tell me a little bit about your current roles at IBM?
Sure, yeah. So my role in IBM is as a data science and AI consultant. And what that means is I try to help clients unlock value from their data and take the next step in their journey towards AI. So this can be anywhere from just helping them organize their data to be able to pull out some insights, all the way to using that data to be able to make predictions so that they can make better decisions.
Well, probably it sounds more exciting than what I do. So my day job is to look after BP globally from a technology perspective. So effectively, really similar to Prab, just making sure that actually from across the length and breadth of IBM's technology portfolio, BP are seeing and realising value from it.
So when did you both join IBM then, and what led you to be here?
So I joined 4 years ago in 2018, and initially I was an intern and I had such a great experience there because I got to have hands-on experience straight away that I knew I wanted to come back and continue my development here.
So really similar to Prab, but I joined 12 years ago, post-internship, and I joined back here because I really wanted to make sure that the work that I did made an impact into the broader world, and I think you've got the opportunity to do that at IBM. So tech for good, make a difference to the planet, to people, to lives, that was really what drew me back.
Absolutely, making the world work better.
Exactly.
Yeah. So as well as the day jobs, what are your respective roles within Wimbledon this year?
So for Wimbledon this year, I'll be leading the Data and Insights Championships team. So effectively a team of data scientists, analysts and tennis SMEs that come together to answer queries or generate really interesting insights as the championship progresses.
And my role is as a data scientist within Jocelyn's team, and all the stats, stories and insights that we generate, we ensure that it goes out to all of Wimbledon's outlets that include broadcast, social and digital. But we also share them with the wider kind of media teams and journalists as well.
So with the championships fast approaching, what's the focus of your work right now?
So right now we're really ramping up for the championships, but a lot of the work is making sure that our club stakeholders are happy, that all of the data and insights that we're going to be creating are what they want to see pushed out to the consumers and the fans for real engagement this year. So that's where our focus is. And then we're looking at how do we pre-prepare some content to make sure that we are ready, raring to go, and build up a microsite so that actually all of the data is democratized this year. So lots of different various consumers can access it. I've not actually seen how this materializes in real life, but you have, haven't
you,
Prab?
I think it's a really exciting project to be part of.
Great. That sounds really exciting and something valuable, I guess, to the club, tied to its motto, In Pursuit of Greatness.
Yeah, we're always looking into how we can increase the range and the diversity of the stats that we can provide and generate. An example of which is if at any point someone requests data that we've never seen before, we try to find a way next year to auto-generate that stat rather than having to manually query the data to get.
So to build on that, this year we're also looking at how do we bring in extra data sources so that we can create or be in pursuit of that next gen insight. So it could be things like Hawkeye data, if it came to it, things like player health performance. How do we combine all of that to create something that's a little bit deeper, richer and more unique from what people may have seen before? So I think Wimbledon's partnership and success is based on innovation, and we want to make sure that we're living and breathing that in what we do.
I know many people would be envious of this opportunity to work at the championships. So what makes you most proud about IBM's role at Wimbledon?
So I think that's a super tough one, but if I had to pick, I would say what makes me most proud about IBM's role at Wimbledon is our delivery. We never fail to deliver a seamless fan engagement and experience and make sure that Wimbledon is available to anyone and everyone from a fan engagement perspective, not just people that are here on site. So it's really about making it immersive for them.
And the best part of working on site during the championships?
I think the best part of working on site just has to be the atmosphere. It is electric when, you know, there's matches going on, and I love being amongst it. If you're not a fan of tennis before the championship starts, you'll definitely be one by the end.
So do you have other clients and projects you're involved in when you're not focused on Wimbledon?
I do, yes. One of them is NatWest, where I'm currently developing an analytics solution for them, which is to help them analyse the performance of Cora. This is so that essentially they can use this data to make better informed decisions about where to put their development efforts.
And is that the most exciting project you've worked on in your time at IBM?
It is. And I'll say another one is a DS Smith, where we were developing another solution to help them analyse if they've got any contaminants in the batches that they get. I thought this was a really exciting project because I got to play around with computer vision and AI and machine learning in terms of image recognition, and that was really fun.
I would say maybe a little similar to what you just described there, Prab, in terms of I worked previously with a consumer goods company on a Factory of the Future program, and we were looking at how do they create or generate less waste in terms of their manufacturing process, how do they make most energy efficient choices in terms of when they're using the building, and all of that was based on data science, data analytics, and how we would really use the data to reduce everything, water wastage, product wastage. So made a massive difference, I hope, to the planet and the environment.
Okay, so it sounds like your careers at IBM are really enabling you to work on some different and exciting innovations. What surprised you most about working for IBM?
I think what surprised me most about working in IBM is the freedom that I have to tailor my career in whatever direction I'd like. I initially started off as just a Cognos consultant, and now I specialise in many things, including data science.
I think what surprised me the most about working at IBM is the ability to have an impact. So if you see something that matters, you can absolutely run at it. And it doesn't have to be completely correlating to your direct role. So for example, I do work with some clients around neurodiversity forums in terms of how can we bring neurodivergent talent to work into the business and the engagements that we have together for greater innovation and inclusion.
So is there anyone who particularly inspires you on a day-to-day basis?
I think on a day-to-day basis, my parents inspire me the most. The reason why is I've seen the sacrifices and the hard work that they've put in to get to where they are. And I think that's definitely shaped me in who I am today.
And finally, thank you for answering all of these questions. Outside of work, what do you enjoy doing best?
I love sports, and I'm not just saying that because I'm at Wimbledon, but I'm a big fan of tennis. Other sports that I like are rugby, the NFL and the F1, and I also like to cook.
So continuing the sporting theme, so I love to run. I am a big marathon runner. I say a big marathon runner. I've done 3 so far, and I'm training for London 2022. So fingers crossed that all goes well. If you see me running around site, you know why. But I also love to do boxing and mentor women in STEM. So that's one of my other passions and hobbies on the side.
Well, thank you so much for sparing this time in the run-up to the championships. I hope it all goes really well. Look forward to seeing all the output, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of This Is My IBM. Join us again to find out who the next IBMer is in our series and how they turn ideas into action and what they mean when they say, "This is my IBM."